you know me from Island Boys, but you know I'm thugging, bro, right? You know that, right?
Why don't we just let cooler heads prevail? Why don't we just let cooler heads prevail? You know how to do that.
I told you, end it already. You haven't ended it. You keep on talking about it.
But you just said right now.
It's probably because the cameras are still on.
It's just water, man.
It's just water, man.
It's just
oh, here he comes. Look out, it's water, man.
It's just water, man.
Isn't that the mop from your old vlogs?
Where?
Randy? Oh, he does look familiar.
Randy!
It's not.
Damn, bro.
I've never seen you guys have so much energy with no direction to put it in.
Wait, no, it's called Impulsive. That's what happens.
Teddy's
going
to be a great show. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. These are stats. I would not lie to you. Why would I lie about something like that? Here we are. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. We're in Florida. We are in Hollywood, Florida, which is ironic because I left that place so I could avoid getting.
Yep, I went from Hollywood to Hollywood. It literally went from I might get mugged to I might get mugged. Every time I get an Uber, I say my prayer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Me and Caleb
You interrupted yourself.
I have a lot of energy today. I'm so sorry. I have a lot of energy. I yelled at my first Uber yesterday in front of Caleb. We made him pull over.
Whoa.
3, 4, 5 car accidents almost happening. We're like, yo, buddy, your time's up. Let's pull over. He went. I said, pull over left. He went right. I couldn't.
He was one of those guys. A real maverick.
So bad. He was looking at his phone. Down. He was like this. We almost hit the side of the highway so many times.
I respect the Uber drivers who forgot that they're driving Uber. I've gotten in some right that they're watching movies, full on phone calls with the family. It's all right. But what about me?
What about my experience?
I'd like a luxury service where I could sit back here and not listen to you go through your divorce.
Who's got the sirens?
It's probably the city.
Have you ever gotten in an Uber that just did 150 miles an hour? Like you were just...
Well, did you pay him to do that or did you just did that?
Nah, but some of them just drive really fast. But also, George, I want to say you've been beefing with a lot of people lately.
I'm over it, man.
No.
My life was in jeopardy in an Uber he wasn't like a cool Uber where he's like a cheap therapist.
Hold on a second. Someone must really be in trouble.
It's probably that Uber guy.
who put a train along? It's an ambulance train.
Ambutrain. Listen to me, fuckface. You've been beefing with like everybody in that does mobile transports. You got in a beef with the flight attendant on American Airlines.
Not again.
I will never fly with this kid ever again, no matter what happens.
But that one cleared up pretty quick, and they started treating me with mad respect afterwards. So I got up to go pee. I went to go pee, and the guy in my face goes, "Come on, sit down." And I literally looked at him. I go, Bubba. I go,
Bubba Town.
Bubba Town. My merch. Can you consider buying it? Hey, Bubba Town.
I literally go, my man, who are you clapping in the face at? And he's like,
did you say it like that?
Exactly like that. I go, my own father doesn't clap in my face like that anymore. He did before. Not anymore.
I do that same clap in every room I enter because one of these days there'll be automatic lights.
I had automatic lights like in my house. They're not cool, bro. They're not. Anything that makes a double double sound, it'll fucking turn off. So if your dad yells at you, Georgie, it'll just turn off the lights. Yeah.
But.
I'm the type of laugher that claps, so my lights would just go off.
Things you don't think about.
Until you get one.
More things you don't think about. We got the Island Boys on our podcast today. Huh?
On a peninsula.
A peninsula. Oh, there he goes again.
What did you say?
A peninsula.
If you're watching this show right now and you have the ability to cut up past content, I want you to bring all the words that George has ever slaughtered. Obviously, my favorite being Aminal.
Mine was Philamp with wrist.
Yeah, that was mine too. I actually watched that like a few times.
George thinks I'm going to end up with a Philamp with wrist.
Do the Island Boys have way bigger security than us? Is that their security guard? He's a fucking monster, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Island Boys. It's the Island Boys.
Island Boys.
Why am I the only fucking clap? Whatever. Fuck you guys.
I thought the lights were going off.
Pleasure. Right.
So how do we sit like this?
We're gonna bring in an extra mic. Our producers are professionals. We plan for things like this.
What up, boys?
What's up, now?
What up, homies?
Boys. It's been a quick rise up, huh? Quick rise to stardom. You made it. Congrats. How do you feel?
I feel great. You made it too.
Not yet. I'm still working. I gotta ask, bro. Let's cut the shit.
Yeah.
Honestly. What's your 5-year plan?
To be
always top Billboard in music.
Good God.
Maybe acting if they let me with tattoos acting or something like that. But music is important for us.
Tilt the mic down a little bit.
Hey, set that guy up over there with the fucking mic, George.
Yeah.
I was just setting myself up on the mic. Hey. I gotta be honest, boys. I don't know what's going on. I did a subpar job researching today. I'm going through some shit personally. So tell me your names. We're gonna humanize the Island Boys today. Who the fuck are you guys?
Like my real name?
Yeah.
All right, my real name is Alex Venegas.
Okay, you?
Frankie Venegas.
And how old are you guys?
20 years old.
20 years old, okay. And so when did you decide?
2 minutes older than him, by the way.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Got that big buttery vibes. I can't talk today at all.
Big buttery vibes. You got them big buttery vibes. That's what my man's is gone.
I don't know what that means.
We don't either.
I meant to say big brother. My tongue just doesn't work sometimes.
Can we skip some of these
you're
pleasantries?
No, because what the fuck? When did you just
go for it?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Well, because there's just big news, bro. There's a lot
Look
of big
at this
news.
Cat, dude.
I saw a video the other day because you know we've been paying attention to the Island Boys for the past month. I saw a video. I asked you about it earlier, but I wanted you to answer it on the podcast. What the fuck was going on with you
and Mike?
Yeah, please.
You're talking to that Mike.
With you and the Nelk Boys. I saw a video. Y'all were working with the Nelk Boys, doing some shit with them, and their assistant.
I don't know if that's something we want to even like. Talk about and disclose.
So I already fucked up the whole interview. I already fucked this whole podcast up. I've set us off in a horrible way.
No, you're not the only one that's asked me this, and I don't want to put it in public like that because I don't want to, expose. I think we should tell them because we got people mad.
Okay,
about
it's not real.
Oh,
it was just a script.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Hold on.
Hey, you guys could be actors then. You guys got me fucked up.
No, the Nuck Boys even said the same thing. You guys made it look so real, but.
Because they do only fake things, right?
I was mad at the part where I actually put hands on Gabe. Like, I actually pushed him to the door and stuff like that. But they didn't add that to the video.
Okay. Oh, how about me? It's my turn. Right. I saw a video of you guys performing at Liv, and it looked like you were getting booed.
That's okay, can I be 100%?
I didn't hear no boos. If I would have heard boos, I would have walked out.
I really thought I had a successful night, and I wake up and I'm going viral for getting booed on stage. I'm like, I didn't hear no boo. And we got booed. It was probably two people.
You want to know what sucks?
What?
I'm being 100% honest with you. I watched that video and I too said, I didn't hear that many boos.
I mean, yeah.
But the title said the Island Boys get booed.
We was rapping acapella. If there was there was probably two people saying oh my God. You know, it was acapella. So it wasn't perfect, you know. We didn't have audio behind us. But yeah, I didn't hear no boos though. Not on stage.
No,
I think it was added in After Effects. I don't think there were actually.
I think
people
someone.
Booing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I thought too. Right? And that's why I got mad at the Liv people. Purple Miami. I said, "Go fuck yourself." Because
that's like the mayor of this city.
No,
you trying to go
to
war?
He set me up for failure though.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out Perp, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just gotta say, shout out Perp. Shout out Matt. Shout out Groot.
Yeah, I DM'd them the same thing too. I don't know.
You don't want to go to war with those guys. Not at 20. The best years of your life are coming up.
At 30 and up, you could.
Yeah. Well, no, I can't.
Should I delete my DM?
Yeah, 100%.
Unsend it.
100%. You need those guys in your corner.
Why are we dick riding someone that has nothing to do with careers?
I like that. I mean, I
got a question.
I respect that because at some point you're going to want to do shit that doesn't have anything to do with careers. Like go out and just have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like right now it makes sense, but I'm telling you you don't.
Will you dick ride? Should it affect your career positively?
What if you dick ride?
Yeah. Will you? You too. I'm asking the Island Boys.
It all depends of what you're gonna get out of it. Bro, Purple Miami's got nothing to do with
our career.
Me like.
So how's your hair all the way up like that?
Crochet needle. Yeah, we use a crochet needle. It's a type of method that you just.
Are you able to get television reception through that?
Yeah, I get Wi-Fi all the time. That's why I'm so smart. I got 5G LTE.
Hey, how did you guys answer that so fucking quick?
They're quick.
Because you know how many questions I get about, do you guys get Wi-Fi and weird?
Oh, so areas? I'm unoriginal.
Yeah, yeah. Boo, Mike, boo. Yeah.
He thought he ate with that one.
Now, you wouldn't dick ride for your fame. No question. $1 billion. Some guy comes up to you and he's like, "Yo, you could choose whose dick you want to ride."
Wait, hold on.
Whoa.
You're making it seem like
whoa, $1 billion.
Dick riding is
how you want. I'll spell my name, fam. Name the dick.
Wait, what are you
it's $1 billion. Like, come on.
Somebody in like Portugal just saw that and they're like, I will call
Are you talking about like no weird, but are you talking about physically ride a dick?
Yeah, or, we weren't saying
or dick ride like, what's up, bro? I really fuck with you, bro.
Yeah, that type of dick riding.
George is like, George
bro,
is
you're
weird.
The best, bro. I fuck with you.
Did you not understand what we meant
by forever gonna
No, be- I thought you guys actually dick ride.
Like,
wait, why would you say on. Dick ride and
we gotta move on. We're stuck in the dick sense.
It's weird. I was just joking. I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. George, the jokes got lame.
These guys are, they chose violence today. They ain't fucking with no bullshit.
No, we're like,
yo, we are your friends. We are your friends.
I love
I'm
it.
Your friend.
Do you guys, when you walked up before, you guys watched the podcast.
Did you guys watch Jake do the Island Boy thing?
My brother?
Yeah, on TikTok.
No, what did he do?
He was like on an island, whatever. I don't know what.
And was he being a boy?
Huh? No, he's been an island boy.
That makes sense. I haven't seen it. It sounds cool.
It was cool.
I'm perplexed by you guys because, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
When did you decide to start covering your body in tattoos and make this commitment to being these super eccentric musical artists?
At a young age. 16, I'd say I really, really put in for real. Can I be honest with you? I had like 3 tattoos when I was like 12. Like, I got tatted at a very young age. And then I went to jail for like 2 years at a juvenile, like, it's called like a level 8. Mm. And then I came out at 17. And then when I came out at 17, I'm like, that's it. I'm not going to do anything else but rap. So I just tatted up my whole body.
Oh, shit.
I lost friends because of this. Yep. I lost family because of
this. Look, it's a lot, dude. It's a lot.
I look different in high school because of this. I dropped out of high school after because I got in so many fights and I was going to violate probation. I was on post-commitment probation. That's what it's called. And then what's it called? And then, like, I took like a year, 2 years or something like that. And then what's it called? And then I was like figuring myself out as a person and becoming a man. You know what I mean? Like at 18, you know, it's a weird age.
Yeah.
And then what's
are
it
you
called?
The are you the good brother? Like, did you go to prison as well?
Oh yeah, no, I definitely did. No, we literally
there
are,
is no
we're
good
literally
brother.
Like twins. Like
what were y'all going to jail for?
Same day.
I'm the quiet one. I analyze more.
But what were you guys doing? I'm sorry. I also
it was stuff like So we had a single mom.
Got it.
So she was working all the time. So we didn't have like a dad in our life. So we didn't have no guidance.
Yep.
So we thought we could do whatever we want, right? And we wanted the gold teeth. You know, we're from Florida. You know, one of the gold teeth, the tattoos in high school with the sleeves and the chest tattoo with the.
And by the way, this hairstyle is normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Over here.
Oh, you go to a school and there will be like a lot of people in the school with that shit?
There's tatted. Oh, we're freshmen. There's not freshmen that are all tatted up, but seniors already all tatted up. Gold in their mouth.
All chest tattoos. They're taking their little jackets out.
I'm like, oh, they get all the girls and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
So what do the girls look like? Do they do their hair like that too? It seems like a different species. Like
girls would just get their hair done. That's all.
You guys have, who's linked to Kodak? Wasn't one of you talking about Kodak on an interview?
He got the same tattoo as him, but it's a different bird.
Yeah, I got a bald eagle. He's got a vulture.
The face tattoo is just such a commitment, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it means that I don't really give a fuck. I whatever I chose to do is I'm gonna accomplish.
It's a motivation for sure.
Have you ever, ever given one fuck?
One fuck about what?
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It just depends what it is.
There's certain things I give a fuck about. Obviously, I gotta like stay out here and be good. I can't, you know, I'm not who I used to be.
Why do you think you guys went viral in the first place with the Island Boy rap?
I worked my ass off. It's not even just the Island Boys. It's the fact that we went through so many obstacles. It was just bound to happen. So,
and I laughed about Island Boys. He's the one that came up with it.
Yeah.
And I told him, I'm not doing that shit.
And
I just freestyled with him and it went viral the next day.
Because I fought with that tropical vibe. But that's besides the point. We was going to go viral without the Island Boy or with the Island Boys because we split it apart and we went back to each other. And twins that are tatted up and rappers, you know what I'm saying, that are rappers and we got clout already.
It was like y'all were inevitable.
Yeah, it was bound to happen. And we were already getting seen by everybody. It was just going to happen, whether it was going to take a long time or it was just.
And we was hungry.
Yeah, we was hungry.
What do you like to eat?
Well, I like to eat steak.
Nah. Really?
Yeah.
I like tacos now. Tacos are good.
Why are you guys saying now? Like you changed your mind.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too.
I didn't get to eat steak when I was broke.
I couldn't eat steak.
Are you guys making? Do you have good people in your corner to like with your financial decisions?
You could ask anybody. We have good money managing. Anyway, I'm a saver. I don't spend money like that, like crazy.
You spent money on grills, earrings. You got your rice out.
This is something I've always wanted, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you don't see me with 10 chains stacked on my neck.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Respect that.
I'm gonna have one chain, but I'm not gonna have 10. I mean, I don't know, probably, but.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a very important message from one of our sponsors. The name of that sponsor is Blue Chew.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by them.
Blue Chew.
Stay with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom or the massage parlor by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and ships right to your door in a discreet package. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you'll receive your prescriptions within days. The best part, it's all done online. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free, absolutely free. That means no cost. Wow. When you use our promo code Logan at checkout, just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Logan to receive your first month absolutely freaking free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast, which we're now getting back to.
The Diamond Girls been wanting them, and they're permanent. They don't come out. So this is like...
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Y'all eat with those in?
Yeah.
Taking that shit to the grave.
The dentist, yeah. I went to a dentist and all. They're
Are they over your teeth?
No, they're shaved down and over.
No, those are iced out veneers, essentially. Yeah. Holy fucking shit. Are they real diamonds?
Yeah.
Do they hurt at any point?
I put fake diamonds on my teeth.
Oh, shit.
They're BBSs.
Can I check them?
Check them. If you got a diamond tester.
What do you know?
We actually do.
What a fucking scumbag. What a scumbag.
Where is it?
Who would do that?
You can check all my jewelry.
See, this? I can't.
How does this work?
We ran into some issues with this in the past with Aaron Carter.
You do it, Dylan.
You guys have a napkin?
Yeah, a napkin?
Yeah.
Dylan, you know how to do something? Like
you heard what he said? You heard that?
That was good.
And if it beeps, that's real.
Okay, look, this is big. This is big for you boys.
Yeah, I mean, I got it from Johnny Gamble.
Do you want to do it? I don't feel
yeah,
like.
He's got to dry his teeth out, but you should do it. Do it on him.
If it beeps?
Or you want me to do it on him?
Yeah, you guys want to test each other's?
Yeah, you don't need it constantly beeping. Just put it almost.
It was good. It's ready to go.
No, it needs to be 3 bar, not 4.
Damn, they got that shit. They know the tool and everything.
Is there George, a napkin?
He needs a napkin to dry his teeth.
George, grab his mic.
Oh, got you, buddy.
I'm having a fucking nightmare with this mic, dude.
Obviously, my Rolex is real.
Does it check out, Logan?
It's from this angle.
That shit's a real bust down.
My earrings are real.
From this angle.
The big booger.
Sheesh. Got some real bust down earrings.
I don't know where the stones are at in my teeth.
I'm going to try the teeth.
Yeah, no, do it on me.
I got to keep a steady hand. Check if it's on the 3 bar.
This is fascinating.
It's like science.
I can't believe they're actual teeth.
God, these kids check out.
They check out, yeah.
Where's the camera at?
This one. The beeping indicates that the diamonds are indeed real.
Uh-huh.
You know, boys,
That should do it.
I gotta be honest. They're one of the type of kids.
Oh, that thing's firing straight up to the all the way to the all top. That was found.
Yeah, these are BBS quality.
That's good.
100%.
I don't wear fake jewelry.
Has anyone ever doubted your jewelry?
Hell yeah, all the time. I get hit all the time.
And why don't you wear fake jewelry?
Makes you look gazy.
Yeah, what kind of question is that?
No, because I've been running in some powerful circles with some big ballers and. We exchange stories and they hang around big celebrities and stuff. And there's a lot of really successful people
who wear fake jewelry.
I can't believe that, because really successful people don't usually wear fake jewelry.
No, no, no. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because success doesn't fucking matter what is on your wrist, if it's real or not. Like, imagine you're worth $100 million.
Right.
Who gives a fuck, dude? Like, you know I have money, right? That's the logic.
Yeah, but what? That logic's trash.
No, yeah, no, no.
So what? What? So then just if you have that much money, wear a real... But what, because you go through the trouble of buying a fake watch?
The point is, you'll never actually know. No one will ever know. No one's going to go up to a guy worth 100 plus million and go, let me test you.
Oh, so it's like a joke. So you like fuck with people. It's like a troll.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question on the troll? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, look, let me just say something. Well, our money has gone up and stuff like that. Like, and people still, it doesn't matter what I wear. If it's fake, they're going to be like, yo, your shit's fake.
Y'all can't wear fake shit.
I can't wear fake shit. You can't wear fake shit.
Because shit like that comes.
No, exactly. You can't.
I'd feel embarrassed for myself if I wear fake shit.
Yeah, because I know it's fake. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and cap. I wore fake shit, you know, back in the day when I was coming up. But
it's just not going to
happen. You manifested a real one, though.
I don't have to, though. I could afford, you know, 10 of these.
Fake it till you make it till you get it, man. There's nothing wrong with wearing fake.
100%.
Yeah, I just don't like fake clothes. Can't take showers with it and they get fucking...
Do you feel y'all...
It's just not my thing. It's just cloudy. Not my thing.
Do you feel y'all have made it?
It depends. I'm still reaching to where I gotta get to.
Look, one thing about me is I'm not settling.
Yeah, I'm not settling for, you know what I mean? So I'm happy.
I want to go back to Island Boys for a second and just like the whole like concept of the music. Do you guys care why people are watching your videos?
I really don't care.
Like, does it bother you that they're doing it just because they're like, yo, this is some like on some troll shit?
They can make fun of me. They can love me, which is awesome. They can hate me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can put blogs, this, and that. They don't know who I am in real life. You know what I mean?
Look, I realized that I say about 88% of the people are probably either laughing at me, you know, joking on me or just hating on me or whatever. And it's just a form of jealousy, either that, because I'm not really doing nothing for them to hate
They're
on
really
me.
They're really fans, because really, think about a hater. A hater is watching you sometimes more than a person 100%, that loves you.
100%.
Yeah. They're really watching you. I got haters got me on tab like this on Instagram and DM me right away. I see them all the time. I don't know why they pop up.
Yeah, and
time.
If they're hating on me, it's just because they really love me. Because I see the haters check up on me more than the love. So,
what was your like inspiration? Like obviously you guys listen to rap music coming up. Was it dudes from Florida, New York, and like how did that inspire you to make the music that you made today? Like,
Lil Wayne was an inspiration. Going.
Can
up.
I be honest?
Yeah.
It's Bob. Okay, it's Bob
Marley.
No. Oh. It's about being inspired by people. That's fine. But it's also, you got to like learn how to discipline yourself. I try not to listen to nobody because I feel like it betters my mindset.
Is that why you guys have such a unique sound?
Yeah. We don't listen to rappers.
I used to listen to a lot of rappers.
Do you think you should start listening to them again?
No.
No.
Because
you're going to try to steal their flow.
They already made it. I'm not trying to like, you know what I'm saying?
You make it more being yourself.
I'm not trying
to. Are you sure?
About
being yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. If you're unique, you're unique.
I agree with you, but also at the same time, the reason I asked about the inspiration is like, you guys said you like to eat steak.
No, I realized that.
Going back to what he said,
I realized that people like when you're faking it sometimes. But that's a different type of community. Of course, there's going to be people out here that want the real you and want to know the real you.
But
so it's like, it's 50-50.
But don't you want to stay in touch with the culture a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason I agree with you guys to an extent of not like being swayed by other people, but also at the same time, like the current winners in the culture act as like guardrails and guidelines for what you do with your craft. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So it's like if and that's and I'm that the question I'm kind of asking is like, is that how you end up in a place where you sound like you guys do, which is so drastically different? Like I wouldn't call it hip hop. Like, it's not rap, right? Like, what is it? Like, what would you call your genre?
You're with the Island Boys? You're judging the Island Boys song. I was trying to go for more melodic sound.
Yeah, like
you know, and we're in 2021, so that, what's that called when you...
Like roll it?
Not roll it, but when you're...
Reggaeton?
Georgie, don't you do music stuff? You're talking about snare drums?
No.
Hi-hat?
When you keep on rapping in the same...
Cadence.
In the same form.
You got no flow.
Like, not, yeah, it's the same flow.
Monotone.
Not, yeah, kind of monotone. We go, brr, like, you're very, you keep punching in.
It has no melody. Like, you know, like,
well, I feel like you can make your own genre. Like, you can make your own, like if you have that power or whatever in music and stuff like that, you can make your own sound. Like, people laughed at Young Thug coming up. Now they consider him a legend. Him
mumble rapper.
Percy, remember, they used to really, really mean this
point.
Guy.
He's got a point.
Percy, I like the harmonizing, because harmonizing, you can feel the soul. And it's better for me and it's better for the audience. Whether you like it or you don't have to like it. You can go back to the old days and like the more, you know, skipping, you know, the flow, whatever the case might be.
Do you boys feel like you have an inherent musical gift?
Inherent? Like,
what inherent?
Born with it.
I mean, I've been singing since I was a little kid. Yes, too.
Do you have that it factor?
Yes, I'm a star.
Yeah, we do, but we didn't get it from anybody that we, like, in our family that we know. Yeah, we're the only ones that are talented in singing.
Damn, do you think your family watching it right now is just like, we're not talented? Because you said that.
No, it's not. They don't want to be talented.
In singing. Got it.
They know they can't sing. When you know you can't sing, you're going
to... I can't sing.
Especially when you're older.
Boys, what if it doesn't work out? And now you just got this hair and these face tats.
But we
had this before.
People been saying this before I was a bum. And
how old are you? 20?
20 years old.
When I was a bum. High school? What are you talking about?
No. When I was 18 years old. I just started not too long ago. When I was 18 years old, living in the middle of Palm Beach in the ghetto. And people doubted me. It was worse back then. It wasn't even people telling me, what if it doesn't work out? People just fucking walking away from me.
Do you think they're still doubting you?
Man, people... It's always... I prove people wrong. I prove a lot of people wrong. But now there's going to be a whole new wave of people that just came in and wanted, you know, want me to prove...
By the way, we're the only ones in Palm Beach County that got permanent Johnny Dang teeth in Palm Beach.
You should hit up Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes. They might take that one.
Something like that.
I had them up.
I think if, God forbid, it doesn't go in your guys' direction, for real, I think you guys take all of your jewelry assets and invest it in something. So you guys will never, ever be broke again. So I don't think there's ever going to be a broke situation. But I'm saying, like, if you guys...
Jewelries, it can't be worth that much, man. I don't think you're going to flip that into a retirement.
No, you could definitely flip their jewelry into a down payment or something, sure.
One, let me tell you something. George, stop talking. We have multiple.
Wait, that was. Yeah. Hey, that was for you guys.
It. Yeah, you
that wasn't like a hate shot.
I don't need financial advice when I probably make more money than you.
But that was me being nice. It wasn't me being like an asshole. I could be an asshole. I could turn it up and be an asshole.
Why don't you go talk to somebody else about that? Not gonna go in your favor. But look.
No, it could go in my favor.
Like, you really don't want to go there, bro.
I could go there. Okay. Because I was giving you guys nice advice and you guys are being assholes.
Hey, George, keep talking. I'm walking out.
I'm right here, you guys.
Okay. So what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. You guys are throwing a lot of threats. I'm sitting right here.
No one's threatening you.
You guys said it's not going to go my way.
Yeah.
This is not the Nilk Boys. We don't do fake over here.
Yeah. What are you trying to scare me or something? I'm not scared of you, homie.
All right. I'm not scared of you guys either.
Okay, so just keep it like that. Feel me?
I'm gonna step in for a second. Hold on. No, hold on. No,
this is a podcast.
No.
Here, I'm moving for you. I was giving you nice advice, bro.
I agree with that.
Did I say anything mean?
You fucked up, George. Our first guest to walk.
You dumbass.
I said if it doesn't work out.
Look what you've done. You upset the island boys.
I said if it didn't work out.
Should we take a pause? Should we take a pause for a second?
If it doesn't work out for my career, I have backups.
You don't have to walk out. I'm down to talk, but does this guy have to be in there?
Yo, what did I say that offended you guys so much?
I think it was a miscommunication.
I want to know. No. Before you come back, I want to know what you thought was wrong.
I want to know how much you're worth, because you're worth.
No, we don't have to do that.
What does that have to do with
words? No, I think.
What does that have to do with words?
Because you said sell jewelry and be broke, and that makes no sense.
What the fuck are you saying?
No, I said if God forbid it doesn't work out,
who are you? Who's this guy?
All right, hold on.
What are you trying to show
let's,
off?
Let's
I'm not showing off. I said, God forbid, which means an accident. Hey, God forbid, a situation would happen.
You know who I am, bro? You know me from Island Boys, but you know I'm thugging, bro, right? You know that, right?
Why don't we just let cooler heads prevail? Why don't we just let cooler heads prevail? You know how to do that.
I told you, end it already. You haven't ended it. You keep on talking about it.
But you just said right now.
It's probably because the cameras are still on. Yeah. I already told you. You're trying to show up, bro. We're not going alone.
Okay, explain to me what I said.
Okay, George, because I was fucking with you in the beginning.
Bro, I never stopped fucking with you guys.
Okay, but George, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Guys. I don't know if y'all are serious, but...
We're done. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
But you guys were good. Thank you for coming.
No, actually, that was fantastic.
No, you guys were really good.
Appreciate y'all.
What the fuck? Did I say something that really bothered people?
No.
Because if you had a career and I said, God forbid, it doesn't work, you could take your...
Hold up. It was my question. Your assets. You're just building off it. I asked him. I said, boys, if it doesn't work.
I said the same thing to you about your Pokemon cards.
Hold up a second. I can't even worry about this for one more second. Guys, we have another guest coming on momentarily. His name is...
No, well, hold on. Doug, I just think...
Wait, I'm sorry.
You did absolutely nothing wrong. You said they could roll their jewelry into an investment that could set them up for a lifetime.
Bro, what the fuck?
Wait. Stop tripping.
No,
I just
not.
Don't like that.
Don't even trip for 1 second.
Georgie, can I
ask you something? When you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And I ask you something, I mean tell you something.
I don't like threats though.
Do you want to know what the
what
fuck?
How did you think all of that was gonna end, George? Well, was there a better ending?
Hug me and misunderstood. You actually were giving me great advice.
Do you want to know what the most fucked up thing about all this is for the viewers at home?
They're gonna make it and
no
one fuckloads of money.
No one was more excited about the Island Boys than George.
Dude, if you guys read my text,
when we told George the Island Boys were coming in, he was sending voicemails, screaming in excitement and happiness about how pumped up he was to sit with these boys.
Bro,
and honestly,
to the part that I sing their song, Island, I actually like it. What the fuck just happened?
Nah, that just, yo, it's all on video. Everybody's going to realize immediately that was just twisted up and all fucked up. I
said shut the fuck up. What am I going to say to that?
Hold up.
Nah, you were...
Boys, what are we talking about?
Island Boys.
No. It's a shtick. The whole thing's a fucking shtick, Georgie.
Well, I seen
the kid go from calm to like, he very clearly was like, now I want problems in smoke.
No, but that part wasn't a shtick.
The reason they're doing so well is because they do shit like that.
Oh, they get
no,
into like,
bro, they're on their shit. They're on their... Dog, they're making a moment. Look, they just walked off Impulsive. That's cool. Guess who continues talking about them? Everyone else.
Well, I'm just very sad.
How did you...
excited to see them.
This is why I'm saying... That's sad. That upsets me.
I was
me.
So sad, bro. That was the first time I ever was excited to meet somebody and they were fucking pieces of shit in real life. Like, fuck that, bro. I thought Aaron Carter was an asshole. They were fucking
nice. Shut up,
nice.
Dylan, you fucking
they were
feline.
Nice. And they were making some sense of what they were going with. I was rooting for
them. No. I actually loved it. I thought it was interesting. And then
I said it's not the Milk Boys. We don't do shit fake out
you
here.
You said Milk.
Yeah.
You can't even say Milk right.
Same thing, bro.
So it's the Milkmen. They're at the door. They got the V2. Fuck you.
Dog, what the fuck just happened, man? Honestly, dude. Like, what the fuck? George was like, yo, when you guys inevitably go flat broke, at least you could pawn your shit jewelry and start a retirement fund. And he looked at him like, listen, bitch, don't you? Like, George.
What I meant to say, I
George
said this.
Is like, you can invest your shit assets in Amazon and hope for the best.
Well, like, their jewelry was real, bro, right? Their jewelry was real. I said, this is a great, like landing point. This is a great cushion. A lot of people can't afford that.
Nah, he just fired off on you. He wanted, yo, would you be down to compare net worth? Yeah, right? 100%. I know
bro,
you're.
My
know
father
you're
makes
shit.
More
no,
money.
No. That's why I'm
but
surprised
I'm not,
you didn't go back and forth.
Yeah, I'm should've. Not trying to do this right now. I was honestly trying to get them to be understanding of where I was trying
I know
to come
that.
From.
I know that.
I'm not trying to fight. I'm not the guy who's like, yo, guys, I love Jesus, and then fucking try to fight the island boy. Like, that was so uncomfortable for me, bro.
Look how cute you look, too, right now.
Dude, I look like an island boy ship man that you could take me to the island
yeah.
and I'll clean the
deck.
Yeah.
You're George. The first mate.
George goes to the manager. Who the fuck is this guy?
No, so like, fucking, he looks like he even sells mortgage.
He didn't even know how to answer the question. That was the worst part. He was like, actually, I don't even know why I'm here. He was so confused.
He goes, who's this guy?
How did I get here? Who am I?
Yo, all right. So switching gears really quickly. We have another guest coming on, but we don't have another guest.
No, we have another guest.
I'm gonna fight him too.
No, who is this?
No. Unfortunately, we have to hard cut to it because.
No. But do you want to talk about other shit for a second or not?
He's.
What?
Oh, real show?
Yeah, that's.
I kind of like where this is going.
It was great.
Okay. Oh, you think he's gonna show up while we podcast?
I'm talking to him, but I'm not.
Oh, he ain't coming.
Ask him what he thinks of this.
Okay, I have a couple quick topics. Can we just hit a couple quick or no? Or do you or do you not care? Do you not like any of this?
Yeah, sure.
A yacht in the sandbox metaverse just sold for $650,000.
How do you ride on the yacht in the metaverse?
you got a little guy that rides on the yacht. You saw my little guy that has the backwards LA hat and shit. You saw him. He goes on the fucking yacht. But that is outrageous pricing. And I don't know if that includes the crew for the yacht or if that includes the parking. Virtual metaverse yacht sells for $650,000. Oh, you could get a real yacht for that. I mean, that's just, you know, something that usually people would respond to that kind of thing with some sort of comment.
It sounds,
you know,
like a shipwreck more than a yacht.
Just sit here and jerk each other off. You stupid fuck. Fuck you, asshole.
There's so many things you could have said. That was such a good topic to bring up. Like, he did such a good job.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Y'all just let me sink.
Shout out to Dare Nightclub. Thank you guys for letting us use this facility for our podcast. And if you're in Hollywood, Florida, make sure you come here. It's actually fucking beautiful.
It is a dope spot.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, your project's done, yeah?
Oh, my God. Dude, oh, my God. It's fucking done. It's fucking finished.
So, and what was the last day?
November 30th.
So you are now...
Or November 29th.
So you are now 9 days sober.
Oh.
Because from... No, gotta bring it up, guys.
He's charging his little thing over there.
We call this accountability. From what I understand, when the project finishes, I'm gonna put a halt to all this.
Yeah.
As your friend, I say, start the new year off. End it good. Just start it off next year.
You know, what I didn't account for, and by the way, I my only rebuttal is because I knew this was coming. During that fucking podcast, I said, hold on, dude, this doesn't mean I'm stopping. I'm just saying, should I decide at that moment, if I feel that it's necessary, I would. I don't, because what I'm learning is, although the there was a set amount of time to complete the project, there's a whole structuring and aftermath that is just as, if not more important than the actual meat.
So you're asking for an extension? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not asking for anything. Can I get an extension on my soberness?
Well, also at the same time too, like, this is not, our talk discussion and how we talk about this has gotten out of control as well. Like, people are watching it. They're making videos about it now. Like, we're being facetious, guys. We're fucking around. The kid's fucking fine. He's
There was an opiate narrative.
I saw that. Disgusting.
There was an opiate.
You didn't even
narrative.
Take a single. Did you take the painkiller for a couple days after your hand or no,
bro? First off, no. In fact, I said, I don't take painkillers because it's a slippery slope.
Right, that is what I said.
And somehow...
That part got skipped.
Some fucking moron... Like, this was the headline. Logan Paul admits being addicted to opiates.
Another victim of epidemic in America.
Fam, like, first off, that's some serious shit.
Yeah, facts.
Second off, I didn't say that. Who's reporting these news? So yeah, we're being facetious. But I will say, here's what I have done.
Yeah.
I've cut my drinking... I'm at 10% of what I was. That's the soberness you're looking for. Weed, I'm still doing all that.
No, forever?
What? No, just for now. I'm still.
Yeah, dude. After the 30 day happened for me, I like the next day I was like, all right, only the weekends, and I haven't stopped since. It's so bad, dude. I have such a bad addictive personality. Because here's the thing, I can get away from my own thoughts, and that's what I love, bro. Just chill, not to think about the next steps all the time.
Yeah. I get out of my head.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, weed's good. Weed's fun also.
And you could grow it.
We didn't even touch. When used, I don't know if anyone got that. We make sure you're on the wide there. We didn't touch knuckles, Caleb.
When used responsibly and in legal settings, of course.
Of course.
Sounds like a guy who wrote a book.
Oh, Dylan, what the fuck do you want, dude?
Yeah.
Like, Dylan, cut the shit, bro. You're not just going to say something.
Making a point, though.
We're here at the Sports Illustrated Awards right now. Our producer just reminded us. In beautiful... Miami.
Hollywood, Florida.
We are here 2 days after our Basel, which just ended. Millions of people came to Miami. Thousands, tens of... A lot of people came to Miami to not even see art. They came here to party, get fucked up, and probably spread the Omicron virus.
They definitely did. A lot of people got COVID.
Yeah. A ton of people got COVID. It's like the new outburst.
Omicron?
Yeah, the Omicron.
Just sounds like a series of Transformers, no?
When I found out about that... locked down their borders, and I thought you were
And I was like, oh, that's it. Logan's gone.
Hey, what happened with that trip to bleep?
Oh, can I be, could you beat
did
me?
You go?
Turns out what George said. No one wanted to give us their jet to fly to beep.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking risky as shit.
You know, but you didn't go.
No, we went somewhere else though. It's all good. What? What did you say?
Jeffrey's Epstein Island. Is that what you're saying?
How come no one can talk today? Like even I, you normally.
That's my thing. I'm starting to get a little weird.
You said somebody said we were at Lib. You can never speak English. David's not even born here. He said Jeffrey's Epstein Island.
He said
it's a plural first name.
And nobody
like how many Jeffreys are there, David? Like.
Jeff
Whitney. Should bring Mildon.
Oh. How was your fun Sunday with David, Mike?
What, David wasn't there. Don't make it weird.
Not that part, but we had a good
Sunday. Oh, yeah, we had a good Sunday. We went to, I don't remember anything we did. We went to Santa Monica. It was National Cookie Day. We went looking for cookies. All the stores were closed. And I have this personal health thing that every weekend I like to go get a massage. I'm very big on it. I check the Yelp reviews. I go to places that have trained professionals. I believe that self-care Sundays are a great way to reactivate yourself for the upcoming week.
And
right?
What do you not do on Sundays, Michael?
He doesn't go to church.
Nope.
Well, this kind of fucks with the story. I also don't jerk off on Sundays or watch porn because it's the Sabbath.
This man called me stressing about blue balls. Mm. He's like, I won't do it. Mm-hmm. Not on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Continue your story, though, Mike.
Well, it kind of, yeah. So the other day, I was looking for a new massage place. And, you know, I went to one place and actually walked in and it was disgusting. And the people had really long fingernails that looked like I was going to get like scabies or some sort of staph infection. So I left and I found this other place that was extremely high rated. I was like, why is this place rated so high? They must, you know, really have great masseuses here. And I walked in, I said, I wanted a 45-minute massage. And the rate was a little bit higher than normal. They wanted $60 instead of like, usually it's like $35-$40, whatever, for the 45 minutes at these small places. And I started looking around and all of the women It was a massage place. And all of the women were like in their like 20s and 30s. Like they weren't like the normal, like, you know, women that you'd see at these places, and they're kind of like hot chicks, dude. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, wow, this place really is nice.
Did this place have a fish tank in it?
Yeah, I'm sure it did. So
I know what you're talking about.
So I go lay down on the table, and the lady comes in, and she's being kind of like, you know, like very talkative, like asking me questions, like what area do you live in, like you know, what do you do for a living? And I'm of course giving her every single piece of personal detail because that's how I am, and just telling her everything about myself. And she's giving me this good massage. She's kneeling in my back and like really working her fingers into my spine and shit. And she's like, okay, flip over. So I flip over and she starts massaging my my thighs. And then keeps kind of working up to like the side of my balls a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like she's kind of just working in there and really getting deep into the loins, you know?
It's a sensitive location.
You know, and you start to get that little tingly pringly mm-hmm. in your wiener and like you're like, dude, like this is a massage, dude. I shouldn't be feeling like this. This is something normal people do, you know, not just me. And she just kept massaging and then all of a sudden she like went like in my stomach area and I was like, damn, like I've never had a stomach massage before. Is she checking for like some sort of intestinal cancer or something? Like what's good? And she like was massaging my stomach and she like kept accidentally like grazing by my cock, bro, which, you know, obviously was at that point, like, you know, it was like waking up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, dude, this because I'm very relaxed. I'm like basically sleeping. And like, you know, she's massaging the area, but like her hand is like kind of chafing the tip of my dick back and forth. And like, I'm like, damn, maybe she just thinks it's like my thumb or something because they're about the same size. So I'm just sitting there, dude. And now like my dick is like kind of hard, bro. Right.
Pretend it has been pitched.
Yeah, dude.
Are you under the towel still?
Yeah, I'm still under the towel, but she's got it like really spread to the side. Mm. And then she finishes up in that area and she starts to go down the leg and then she stops and she's like, you want me to massage that area?
Oh.
Have you never got an offer to happy ending massage?
Probably not accidentally.
Fucking time in my life and I go for massages every single week. Have I ever been offered or at a place that could even be construed to offer that type of activity?
No exaggeration. 50 times has been offered.
Dog,
50 times. I don't even bring my mom to massage parlors anymore. I'm so fucking.
How many times has your mom been offered?
Well, twice. I just take her to like the really nice hotel ones where I know they're not touching her. But yeah, no, I read less. So I don't get massages out in LA, dude. Because every time I lay down in that bed, I go, no, somebody nutted here like 10 minutes ago.
Oh. Will your girlfriend be upset if you get happy ended?
I don't know. I don't think she would if it was like a massage thing. Like, there's a lot of countries that allow that as a massage thing. If it was like an old lady and she was doing it, I don't think she'd be bothered. But if it was like all these supermodels coming in to do it, she'd be like, all right, that's obviously
sexy. They weren't supermodels. They were just like, you know.
But obviously, no, I wouldn't do that, by the way. I don't think she'd be like, I think she'd be a lot mad if I was like, yeah, I went to Tampa the other day with Logan.
That was a conversation.
That was a conversation.
Okay, Mikey, so an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were just going to end it there.
Well, no, because we got to know what happened.
Yeah. Did you get a happy ending?
This is tough to say no when you're sitting there all vulnerable with a boner and stuff. Primed, too. What did you do?
Well, I said, she was like, do you want me to massage that area? And I said, I mean, sure. That was my answer. I said, I mean, sure. And she was like, well, that doesn't really cut it. Like, I need like a firm yes or no. And I was like, part of me wanted to be like, that's entrapment. Where are they located? And when are they just running in the fucking room? When are they coming in the room? No, but I was like, yeah, I mean, all right. And she was, and I was like, "What, you know, what's that kind of thing run me?" And she was like, 100. I said, "Lady, 100? That's a little fucking steep." That's literally what I said. I go, "That's a little steep for an old fashioned."
This is where I get lost in
that's a little
in happy
steep.
Ending parlors. This I cannot and will not negotiate while I have a boner. It's kind of a rule I have in my life.
100%.
That's crazy because all my negotiations happen while I have a boner. Come on, baby, suck my dick now and then after we get dinner.
Call it the appetizer.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
And of course, so that negotiation pretty much went like this. $100, that's a pretty steep price, lady. She goes, it's the price. I said, okay. And that's why you don't negotiate when you have boner. Yeah, boner said, all right. Not one more argument. I said, perfect. You could have said 500 at that point. I would have been like, take my Amex.
Oh, wait. So why do you call him with blue balls? Or you?
No, nah, it was a different time.
Oh, she got the job done. They're really impressive usually. No.
Dog.
30 seconds?
Milliseconds.
Yeah, I was about to say.
These
professionals,
women,
bro.
They waste no time.
They walk in and their training camps are a bunch of dildos and they're just training each one. They practice arousing you too.
Why do we ever have guests on the show? Ever. Like, what is the point of ever having guests on the show? Like, why don't we just fuck around, talk to each other, and then clickbait a title for a million views?
I cannot believe
reach. Yeah, fuck that
investment
shit.
Advice got me in this much trouble.
It's not even that.
Trouble from who, George?
Those two twin guys.
You'll be okay.
That they're going to come after me with
no,
their
100%,
thugs.
You're fucked.
And by the way, Island Boys, if you are watching, and I am so sorry that my financial advice gave you guys so
that
much
That was
problems.
So fucked.
I will say.
I just don't like how he told me to shut up, bro. I'm like, yo, I get disrespected by a lot of guests, but it ain't going to be you guys. It's not going to be you guys, you know? Like, a lot of people don't turn and say hi to me, but I'm not going to get shut down by the Island Boys. It's not happening.
I commend how mature you handled that.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight that. Bro, all I kept thinking is about, like, somebody's like, yeah, that's very Christian of you, bro. You want to kill Hitler, but you kill the Island Boys? I'm like, no, I wouldn't kill anybody.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, man.
Island Boys. Should we bring David on?
The German.
Time to make it.
He does get requested quite often, just so you know.
He has a t-shirt that's called Spread Love.
Take a seat. Take a seat, Dave. Spread some love for us, eh?
For people that don't know, this is David, the German videographer. He's
Island Boys.
Nice.
I hate that song. I have to say it. I hate it.
Well, so does everyone.
I love
right?
how you said that when they're gone.
No, he would have said it. He would have said it. Just
I would have said it.
David has filmed every episode of The Night Shift. He was the original, you know, concept creator, and he's actually the star of the show, to be honest with you. But he also is extremely opinionated. He doesn't follow any of the rules that 2020 or 2021 or any of these.
I'm vaccinated though, so that's good.
All right, yeah. David, thank you very much for coming.
Y'all fucking short dick my boy, bro. Y'all
Why?
Fuck my people.
No,
been
this guy has a better story.
All right.
We should have like an episode of them to like leak all the shit that you've
no,
done.
No, that's what I was trying to get into, but he got fucking short fucked for
this is our second guest
for the
that's walked.
Guy.
Dude, when we're doing David, we're doing David the right way. Yeah, that's fine. What I'm gonna say. Okay, okay. That's not a kid you just throw out of pocket. I need even prep for David.
He is the best dressed out of all of us.
I will say. Anthony, good to see you. What's happening? Anthony, bro, how are you? So check this out. That mic to your right. Yeah. Talk into that.
All right.
Here we go. All right, get a little close. Are you good? Get a little closer.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
How you feel, bro?
Good, man. Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
You ever killed someone with your bare hands?
Nah, man.
Mike don't know the situation.
Wait, pull this a little closer. Pull this a little closer.
This thing keeps pulling.
Yeah, I'm never wearing white tiny shorts again. And I did this for the Island Boys, by the way.
All right, so Anthony.
What's up, Logan?
Oh, you're on Impulsive, dude.
All right.
It's the number one podcast in the world.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you for driving me around everywhere I go every time I come to Miami.
I got you.
Honestly, so Milton, my boxing coach, introduced me to Anthony, and Anthony's kind of become the guy. Every time we come here, he's got our back. He takes care. You know, who knows where we're going to end up in Miami? It's fucking Miami. It could be late. Right. And one time when you were driving, I mean, can I ask you about your story?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well,
what seems to be the problem? He gave you permission.
Okay, all right, bet. I just didn't know if it was sensitive or not. I think it's fascinating.
All right. Had an accident where my arm was torn off and put back on.
One more time?
I had an accident where my arm was off and came. They put it back on.
No. I heard what you said, and I got the sentiment of what you said, but I'm failing to process the words that just came out of your mouth. Can you show it to the camera, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
So Anthony was driving one time, and dude, I'm just such a curious guy, and I'm honest. And I said something like, "Hey, I not to offend you or anything, but like, why? I if you're okay with talking about it, what happened with your arm?" And tell him what you told me.
I don't remember, but a drill initially got caught on a drill bit. Initially wrapped it and just took it right off.
Yeah. He was at work. He was wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
A longer jacket. It's a jacket with like, it dangles a little bit, and he was on a drill and the fucking jacket got caught in this drill.
Oh my God. Sing, oh my God.
And then, I mean, okay. So,
from there on, just walking around, talking about getting my arm, and police showed up and we took off in a helicopter.
Did it hurt?
The adrenaline was so high, so it was like, I was just trying to stay focused on what I had to do.
What did you have to do?
I was trying to get my arm back, but it wasn't happening. It was wrapped around a drill like that.
But eventually you got it back?
Yeah.
How?
I told the ambulance guy to go get my arm.
And he was able to find it?
Yeah, it was on a drill like this.
Still spinning?
No, it was stopped.
Okay, that'd be some weird Final Destination shit. So when I asked him about this story, he told me just like this. And I'm like, hey, why are you so calm about this? Were you calm then too? And apparently he walked into his boss's office with one arm and was like, hey, my arm got ripped off.
It's weird.
Why is he so calm about it?
It's bug.
Do you agree it's like a weird, like, when your body gets into that, like, survival mode, it's a weird, like, emotionless and painless, like, situation a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you remember, like, going in ICU and, like, all that shit? Do you remember all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I remember everything till they put me to sleep.
And did they say, we're going to try to reattach your arm? Like, how biologically was that possible? This is weird. Did you put it on ice?
Yeah, they put it on ice. And I just kept asking for my arm, so.
So they gave you what you wanted?
They gave me what I wanted.
They delivered.
Yeah.
My dad always used to tell me that those drills and anything that spun was the most dangerous thing. Because I would, when I was a kid, he would, you know, the little saws like that. He would say, don't worry about it. Even the spinning blades. I would be like, the spinning
almost,
blades.
Almost had a buddy get fucking chopped in half by one this high. He did MMA with us when we were in Ohio. And he was a construction worker. Spun off the thing. Almost like a foot away, a blade this big. It was used to cut trees.
But he always told me the ones that spin will ruin your life. It'll take your veins, your everything, and completely destroy whatever.
Yeah, I met a guy in a trauma unit too. Blade went right through his hand and split him like that.
Did they give you a severance package?
Oh my God.
No. we're still going through the process.
I don't know why that was so funny to me. Just because of the whole.
Oh, I get it. Oh, my God.
We got it.
Duh.
Oh, is that why no one laughed? Because I was the only one that got it. Yeah, so it wasn't because I'm mean. It's just because I'm not a fucking moron.
I gotta go.
He's so high right now.
Yo,
you were supposed to quit 9 days ago.
Logan, how did that? How did? How did it change your life? How did it change your life? What did and I mean from like a mind frame standpoint, when you came back, was there what was different? And I mean like post recovery, like after you start feeling better and shit, what was different about your mindset?
Yeah, I just had to. I was a righty, now I'm a lefty, so I just had to rethink everything.
Dude, I broke my right hand.
Life's like a puzzle now.
I broke my right hand and thought it was bad.
Yeah.
You fully switched.
Yeah.
I don't know shit.
But what about your? Did you wake up more grateful every day? Like what? Like did, was there any other like switches in your mindset, or were you pretty much the same person, just with a different writing hand?
Definitely a different mindset. When you lose a limb and stuff, it's like griefing. So yeah. I had to go through all that retardedness.
Got it.
But
I can't say that. you're. Do you have full?
Nah.
It's so it's.
Now it's like a prop arm.
It's just it's a prop arm essentially.
Got it. Yeah. What your leg, your fucking leg, bro. You,
oh,
you,
they took a vein out of here, a muscle out of here.
Oh,
out of
there. Whoa. Yeah. That's actually one of the most, this is one of the more gruesome injuries that I've seen.
Yeah.
It like actually face to face.
Yeah. You want to see my arm?
Nah, I'd like to not see that. Show, so that guy right there, David, watch, show him.
No, we watched the video.
Oh, I'm sure David already seen it six times. David masturbates that kind of shit. No, he does. That's why I want to have him on the show. He's fucked up, dude. Like, at some point, we'll have a full episode. This kid's fucked up, dude. He's real fucked up, dude. He's into gore and shit. I'm into hentai. You ever watch hentai?
Nah.
Did you switch? Obviously, you switched masturbating hands as well, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
That would be tough.
Was that like, your most annoying, like, thing that you had to change over?
No, everything's built for right-handed people, so a zipper in your pants is a pain in the ass.
Damn.
That's a good look.
You ever been propositioned for a happy ending?
For sure.
Did you say yes or no?
Yes. Always happy ending.
It's so hard to say no to these.
It's so hard
it's
to
like
say.
Basically impossible.
It's like cash.
Dude, isn't it crazy to imagine how much power women actually have over our lives?
I've seen some that know how to use it for real.
It's called wielding. They know how to wield their power.
Yeah.
You got a full on girlfriend relationship.
No.
Like official, on Facebook and everything.
No.
It's real.
Okay, we love you, Anthony. We love you, Anthony.
Right. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, of course. Well, that's probably it.
I would say this one will go down in the books as the most ridiculous podcast we've ever done. Like, just Dylan, I don't know if you know this or not yet, but you're fucking fired. Like you are fucking fired, bro. You just just pack your shit. Pack your shit.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Impulsive.
I'm just kidding.
We'll get a new producer. We'll see you next week. Take it easy. Bye.